Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Okay, we've been telling you the story about Poti Potgieter, and although he sounds incredibly brave, the South African crocodile Dundee, no doubt, it's still an incredibly scary thing because crocodiles are the most among the most feared predators in the wild. I don't know, I see them as powerful, patient, and invisible until it's too late. They've got a very, very cinematic way of attacking. Anyway, we wanted to find out a little bit more about them. Joining us now is Johan Marais. He is the CEO of African Snake Bite Institute. Johan, great to have you with us. This story, obviously there's many parts to it. The fact that somebody was brave enough to take this on is one thing, but the challenging part of the story is that the crocodile seemed to have eaten somebody.
Yes, look, they are voracious predators. They're opportunistic, and crocodiles eat whatever they can get hold of. You know, we often underestimate their abilities, and if we look at human fatalities caused by animals in Southern Africa, the crocodile is by far responsible for the most fatalities.
Wow. I actually thought it was, I don't know why I thought it was the hippo.
Yeah, that's a very popular myth, but some really good research was done on the Ruvuma River.
Yeah.
And we have good evidence that far, far more people are killed by crocodiles than by hippos.
That is really, really frightening. Are they unpredictable?
Yes, look, they're highly successful. They've been around for over 100 million years. Mm. They're incredibly well adapted. They have osteoderms and the scales on their back. They have a really, really robust head. So once a crocodile reaches an adult size, its only real enemy is another crocodile. They do kill one another, but they have no other predators. They can stand underwater for hours without breathing. They are very, very well camouflaged, and they're patient. So they really are incredibly dangerous. And anyone who ventures anywhere near water where there are adult crocodiles, places like St. Lucia Lake, need to be very, very careful.
Do crocodiles attack even if they aren't hungry? I mean, how does it work? I mean, we know with predator, with cats, for example, if a lion has just eaten, there's a good chance that, you know, animals around them are safe. Do crocodiles function in the same way?
Yes, very much so. They see you as potential prey, and if they have no intention of eating you, it's very unlikely that they're going to bother you. They're not going to attack you just for the fun of it. But we often see fairly smallish crocodiles attacking humans. And, you know, there are numerous people that have, on canoes, lost arms with a smallish crocodile trying to take them in. So they if they're hungry, if they see you as potential food, they will really do everything that they can to get hold of you. And their strategy with large prey, obviously, is to drag them into the water. Mm. And to drown them, yeah, but they also have this corkscrew method of grabbing onto prey and spinning around and breaking pieces of prey animals off.
Are they as dangerous on land? How successful are they as hunters on land?
Yeah, they very rarely hunt on land. They're in the water at the water's edge, so very often you'll see them coming out of the water with great momentum. But on land itself, they're a little bit awkward. They can run fairly fast. So they might run onto land and try and grab an animal. But they're obviously are very inefficient when it comes to grabbing prey like antelope. On land, they have no chance.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of, I just want to go back to try and understand the numbers. Do we have a sense of how many people in South Africa, for example, are killed by crocodiles each year?
No, sadly not, because most of this happens in rural areas where these fatalities are not really reported, pretty much like snake bites. So we have about 12 to 24 snake bite fatalities a year, but we have far more deaths from crocodiles.
Wow, it's really, really frightening. So what are the biggest mistakes that people make if they are while in a crocodile habitat?
Yes, I think the problem for rural people is that very often they need to go down to the water to wash their clothes. And that really is problematic because, you know, a large crocodile needs very little water to be completely invisible and to approach you without you even expecting it. I think for people on holiday, it's actually quite insane. We see people in northern KwaZulu-Natal going into the water to have a quick swim where there's crocodiles on the other side.
Oh, my word.
It's absolutely crazy. Kids playing in shallow water in St. Lucia. Don't take a chance. They you know, they are unpredictable. They will grab people. They will kill them. Be very, very careful.
We know that hippos move. They travel at night from water body to water body. Do crocodiles change water bodies as well, or do they generally stay within one space that where they're comfortable?
Yeah, look, they're largely in one area, but if there's severe competition, they will move. Most of that movement is at night. We know of crocodiles that have moved several kilometers from one water body to another. So that they may well do that. They'll move at night. They'll hide in the day. But by and large, once they settled, and they, you know, they're communal animals. So you find that if you have a dead hippo or a large antelope that dies, crocodiles smell that from very far away, and dozens of them would prey on one animal at the same time.
So one message before we go to our sport, one message to people about crocodiles that you would love them, like them to know.
Don't underestimate them. If you're in areas where crocodiles are present, be careful.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You're not Crocodile Dundee, and don't think that you are. That is where we leave it. Johan Maree, thank you. Chief Executive Officer at the African Snake Bite Institute, talking to us about crocodiles, crocodile fatalities in South Africa.